And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard, get on a tailgate, do something hot on that grill today, because we're just going to have a great fall day. The rain's blowing through, the sun's shining. It's a great day to be in West Michigan and grilling some food. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Morning, Bob.
You forgot bluebird skies.
It is. There's a little cloud out there, but you know what? I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah, days like this are good to get out and grill, because it's not so stinking hot that you can stand there and cook your food. You don't have to just like dive in and out when it's 105 degrees.
Yeah, I know. Grilling is a one-handed sport, and a little bit later in the show, we're going to have Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery coming in. He's going to debut his Oktoberfest. Glad he's coming near the end of the show. That usually doesn't bode well for me when he comes early and opens up those Oktoberfest. But we got a little of that. We got a little tailgating ideas for you. I'm going to break down a little grilled tomato gazpacho. But we also have a gentleman here joining us that works with World Missions, Mike Elzinga. And Bob, tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Well, before Mikey leaves, first of all, just to recap, if you didn't hear the last minute, Mikey is a good friend of Maureen and mine. And him and his wife, Claudia, are just throwing everything in, and they're going to head out. Where are you headed first, Mikey?
Actually, I can't mention the first country
okay.
we're going to.
All right, so see how dangerous Colbert. This is? These are Christians headed out into places where they don't maybe like Christians, and they'd be like, where, Chicago? Or
yeah.
No, seriously, he's leaving the country, and they're having a concert September 23rd at 7 p.m., First Byron Christian Reformed Church. Your dad's kind of important in that place, isn't he?
Well, actually, no. My dad's a pastor of Pathway Church.
Oh, that's a different one.
Yeah, and we decided to do it at First Byron, where they were nice enough to have us, because it's a bigger theater. And
you're going to rock it out.
Yeah, we're just going
to
rock
so
it out.
So there's a fundraiser to help Mike and Claudia head out. So
yeah.
Hit this concert. September 23rd, 7 p.m.
It's going to be really cool, because we've taken old Blue Psalter hymn songs, you know, and we've kind of remade them. So some of the songs you'll be able to sing along to, some of them will just sound kind of familiar, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
And I can vouch for that, because he brings his guitar every time he goes camping with us, and the boy can pick. So
right.
It's going to be good. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you very
out.
Much. Yeah.
Best
Thank
of
you.
Luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
You're
welcome. You bet. So, Jop, let's talk a little bit about campfire grilling, because, you know, just talking with Mikey here, we were grilling on, we did three meals a day on the campfire.
Right.
And I had that Born to Grill tripod. Remember that Born guy that gave me
that?
Yeah,
from Muskegon.
It worked well.
Yeah.
Everybody was bragging it up at the camp.
Right. And what that is that was just a little metal tripod with a grate that hung down from the apex, if
kind
you will.
Of a typical.
Yeah, kind of a typical thing. And you could raise it and lower it closer to the fire or farther away with like a little chain, right?
And well, it's got a cable. I would say it's kind of like a new improved tripod.
Okay.
Because most of them are made overseas and really cheesy. This thing holds up really well, and it adjusts really easily. And when you pull it all the way up, the grill kind of locks in place, so you can flip your food without flipping it off.
Oh yeah.
You ever flip off anything?
No, not on the grill. I have a love affair with the grill, so I don't ever do that. But anyway, so tell us a little bit about campfire grilling, because there is some special technique that you need to do there. Because you're on an open flame, you're not on coals. And traditionally, when we cook with charcoal, we're on a coal, we don't have an open flame. There's a little bit different dynamic with that open flame, right?
Well, there can be. I let the fire burn down, so I was using coals.
Okay.
I made my coals.
A lot of people will cook, though, when that flame is still there from time to time.
Yeah, that's usually a mistake because, you know, you render your greases and the next thing you know, those open flames are catching your food on fire. So I always recommend just, you know, getting a good mature fire and letting it kick down a little bit, or take your shovel and just take your fuel aside, move it over, and expose that coal bed. You can actually lift those coals up and put them in a separate area and keep your fire going and just use those coals for quite a while. And as a matter of fact, John Bononi was with us. He brought his Dutch oven. He took those coals and he put them on
his Dutch oven. Wait a minute. How's a guy named Bononi bring a Dutch oven? That'd
Vanoni,
be an Italian oven.
Vanoni. He's Dutch.
Okay.
He's a Canadian Dutch dude. They screw their names up there. But he made some beautiful pork butt in a Dutch oven. Or no, actually, they were chuck roast. Oh, my gosh. Phenomenal. About 4 hours with some coals on them.
Right.
Wonderful campfire grilling method.
Let's talk about this Dutch oven thing, because that, too, is a different technique.
Well, you can talk about that. You're Dutch. I'm
not. Right. Yeah. No, Joppy, not Bononi. Right. But anyway, a Dutch oven is a cast iron. Many of you probably used it before. But what it does is you can put it right on the fire, and the cast iron dissipates the heat evenly. And basically what you're doing is you've got even heat on all sides of your food, so it cooks evenly. It doesn't tend to burn, as well as it cooks quicker because you're getting heat from all different sides. So when you use a Dutch oven, a lot of times there's a moisture, something that you'll put in there for moisture. It could be as simple as water that turns into broth. There's soups or whatever you might want to do in there. But the key to that is keeping moisture on the meat, because it will dry out with that heat coming from all sides.
And this time of year, it starts cooling down. Like, I'm heading up fishing, not next Saturday, but the following Saturday. Going to go up to a little secret spot with some buds. And there's Dutch oven time, because it's going to start getting cool at night. You want to throw a little chili on. You want to throw something on the campfire. You go off fishing in the afternoon. You come back. Your stew is done. Chili. You want to make a roux, anything like that. Not kangaroo, but like a real roux.
Right. That's a little south of here. Absolutely.
You know, I took this camping trip. It's the perfect time of the year to do that. But I loaded up that minivan I get from K&M Dodge.
Right.
Stow and Go Seating. I had that thing packed to the ceiling with gear. And I had a couple little girls in the back seat, wife in the front. The best camping vehicle in the world. Shout out to K&M. You guys have like a great product there. That freaking caravan's awesome.
Yeah, and I got a great camping recipe for you here. Something I made last week for some friends that came over. We weren't camping, but you could certainly do this because it's really easy. It's a grilled tomato gazpacho. And talk about being able to go out on the lake and go fishing and come back. You can make this ahead and just keep it cold. It'll keep for 3 or 4 days.
How'd you do that?
Well, it's pretty simple, because the little this time of year, the bounty is many from the gardens and the little farm markets. And I got the little ripe plum tomatoes, the little round ones that are about the size
grape
of a
tomatoes?
Plum. Right, little grape,
mm-hmm.
They call them plum, whatever. Some red bell pepper, some cucumber. And I took some bread crust, garlic, a little red wine, parsley, some paprika. We'll put this recipe up on thegrillingguys.com. But it was a make-ahead soup. And basically what you do is you grill the peppers, the bell peppers, and the tomatoes enough to where the skin will come off them. And then you pop the skin off, dice them up, put them in a blender, and you take all those ingredients that I put in there with a couple tablespoons of that extra virgin olive oil from the Old World Olive Press.
So you don't put the skin in the gazpacho?
No, I take it out, because what it does is after you've roasted them, they become a little slippery and a little bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get that out of there. You don't want to have that in your soup. But anyway, what you're doing is you're making a lumpy soup in the blender. You're not making a puree, but you want it a little bit chunky with the tomatoes and the peppers, the garlic, and as I said, and I even put a little diced up cucumber in there. And it was fantastic. But anyway, we'll throw this recipe up on thegrillingguys.com.
Did you serve that hot or cold?
I served it cold.
See, I don't like that.
See, it's good, though, because you can make it, and it'll stay for 3 or 4 days whenever you want to use it. It's just there to go.
If it's in my house, it'll stay for weeks.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's up to you.
I mean, there's food in our refrigerator that's a month old.
Yeah, well, it isn't my gazpacho, I guarantee that.
No.
Coming up next, you're not going to believe it, but Chaz just wheeled in here with a four-wheel cart loaded with beer, so I'm hoping we're not trying each and every one of those. But anyway, we'll sample some of that Oktoberfest from Schmoe's Brewery, and we'll pair up some of it with some great fall grill food. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.